What's up, Feasters? Welcome back to another great episode of The Anime Feast. I'm Dominique, and with me, as always, is my wonderful co-host, Tawan.
What up, Ohio? It's morning here, so it's a good morning.
Good morning, indeed. Matthew is currently in New Orleans, visiting friends and family, so he is not with us this morning. He may drop in later. He may not. We'll see. But at least for now, Tawan and I are going to drive this boat. But there was a TikTok or a meme that had something to do with driving a boat, and I can't remember what it was.
I know, the T-Pain, I'm on a boat with the Lonely Island.
No, it's like, something like, I want to drive a boat, something like that. I don't know. I'm not hip enough to say what things are. At least not yet. I'm trying to be
hip. Age is showing, guys.
Hi, fellow kids.
I am one of you. I know what's hip, cool, and in style.
That's all about right. We hibbity hop onto the area. What's the know-how, fellow youth?
I can use that urban vernacular.
We're gonna slay the day. Kids still say slay, right?
they might still say slay. I don't know. This is sad at this point.
Oh man, guys. But yeah, it's a wonderful day. My voice cracked there a little bit. See, I'm still a baby. I'm
13 again.
or just need more water. Gosh, but yeah, guys, it's been a while. Hope you all have not missed us too much, but we are here, we are back. Life's been a little bit crazy, but we didn't forget about you. And we're here to drop some fire. Not really fire, but fire.
Super hot.
Take it either way, the video game or the rapper. But he's not a rapper, though.
Yeah. Still drop bars, though.
A lot's been going on in the anime and manga community. Tons of new shows are out. A lot of crazy manga chapters are dropping. For those of you who listen to us with our One Piece manga reviews, you know how crazy One Piece has gotten. And one day we'll talk about that. Today's not that day, but we will talk about that because, I mean, we can't not talk about everything that's gone on. But what we can talk about are the animes that we are currently watching. There are so many new ones out. Apparently, every type of reincarnation is out again, and it sounds like the current trope is somebody who was extremely overpowered in one life is reincarnated as a very ordinary person in the next.
Oh, I haven't watched. It's the opposite of what is current. It's usually going on. The normal person is, you know, reincarnated as someone super overpowered.
Yeah, so I haven't watched a single one of those. Probably won't. But the isekai trope has just, it's become way too much for me. Yeah, it's become too much. Okay. So, but with that being said, I know Tawan is watching a lot more than I am right now. I'm kind of being repetitive in what I'm watching. So, Tawan, tell the people what you're watching.
Gets the people going. It's provocative. Sorry.
What does that even mean? You know,
always coming with a quote. What have I been watching? I have recently watched, Darwin's Game. It was an anime that came out in 2020. So, beginning of the pandemic. It's a survival show, survival type show where a kid gets brought into this game by selecting or clicking on an app on his phone. And his friend was in it, but essentially people are trying to kill each other. They form gangs and guilds, work together, but they're essentially trying to win the Darwin's Game. So they get special abilities, like someone can teleport. Another girl can just use chains with like telekinetic chains. Some people can manipulate water. The main character, he gets an ability to like manifest weapons. So that's pretty cool. But I think it was like 12 episodes. It might have been 24, but I remember I watched most of it in a night. Like there's just one point where I just got extremely hooked on it.
Interesting. I'm looking up now and I see the manga only has 25 volumes. Like you said, the anime just came out in 2020. Not just, I guess still just, but relative. Huh. Yeah.
That was good. It was on, I think it was on Netflix.
Yeah, it looks like it's on Netflix and Crunchyroll and...
possibly Hulu.
Yep. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime Video, and Crunchyroll.
Yeah. I was going to say, Netflix will get you spoiled with anime sometimes because you don't always want to watch the intro and I'm like, ah, you can just skip. And then after a while, it just starts skipping for you. And then like, that's how it started with One Piece because me and my fiance, and I know you've been watching One Piece, but we started watching it on Netflix and we were able to just kind of skip through the intro sometimes because, you know, it's a lot. And then we had to switch over to Hulu and we couldn't, it didn't automatically skip the intro. It's just like, I got spoiled on this. Shouldn't have started on Netflix if I knew I couldn't finish here.
That's why you watch One Piece on Crunchyroll.
I mean, it would be the same problem, but yes.
Yeah, but you can fast forward. You know how to fast. I mean, I guess you can fast forward regardless. But yeah. At this point with One Piece, you know to fast forward the first like 4 minutes. Literally, yeah. The first 4 minutes of One Piece is open is a little opening. Bit of a preview. Yeah, opening, and then the random Goldie Roger part, and then a little bit of a recap, and then the show
starts. Yep. What else have I been watching? I've been watching Dangashi Kashi. Gosh, it was on the moon. But it's like a slice of life anime about like an eccentric girl who who's the heiress for a big snack company, and she wants to recruit this kid's dad to work for her company. Hmm. And the dad owns a Dangashi shop, which is, I think Dangashi translates to like penny candy or penny snacks in Japanese. But she knows like all these tricks and like interesting facts about different snacks. And the son who the dad wants him to take over the shop, he wants to be a manga artist. And it's just a funny slice of life, easy to watch, 12 episode anime. But I saw for a while back in the day, because I think it came out in like 2018, 2015, 2016, somewhere around there. Somewhere around that range. And I was like, oh, that looks interesting. And I was like, I'm going to watch that one day. And I just never did. So I was like, I got the time and I just didn't have anything better to do. So I watched it. It was good. Lighthearted. Get a few laughs in.
Yeah, I want to go look at the definition. The Dangashi is a broad category of inexpensive and fun Japanese snacks, many of which hold a sense of nostalgia for Japanese adults. Mm-hmm.
Like there's one Dangashi, which was like a piece of candy where you could put it between your teeth and it would whistle. And it was like, oh, once you're done, you know, having fun with it, you can just eat it. Or she'd make like this hot, you know, it looked like ramen, but she made during the summer and she has like this whole experience with it. And then like you'd have different games with them. So it was really cool. And I was like, it kind of made me think about like candy that we had in our youth where kind of like fake cigarettes or like that bubble tape. Or Hubba Bubba, or, you know, when you get tattoos in your, like, gum wrapper.
Yes.
Lick it and then put it on your arm.
Now, you said it was a little slice of life anime, but I will say, I was on awe, then I went to images, and a lot of the images for this anime seem to be a little bit inappropriate with this red, with this purple-headed chick.
It looks that way, but it's not inappropriate. I think there's like one or two scenes that kind of look inappropriate because like one of the people's brothers walks in on her bathing, but I think that's the most that you really get. For the most part, it's very PG.
It's like, this look a little NSFW.
Yeah, it's safe for kids. But you know, the Japanese have a broader range of safe for kids.
I guess that is true.
Because I don't know if you've ever seen Shin Chan, but that was a show that used to come on Adult Swim, but it was all kinds of crazy, but it was a kid's show. But yeah, he would, like, literally have his ass out and shake it around, and it was like, oh, that's a little much, but okay.
No, I'm just Shin Chan. As you know, you said earlier, I have not been watching a lot. I've been reading a lot. But in terms of watching, it has been a majority rewatching of One Piece, like you and Bree are doing. I have gotten all the way back to the end of Punk Hazard. How many episodes is that? I mean,
that's let's funny. Do I a just,
quick look.
What are you doing now, then? The quick little video I saw actually this morning was Robin talking to Luffy, and they were Law was making the alliance with him, and then Robin was like, "I'll go along with whatever decision you make, but I just want you to know that usually pirate alliances are, you know, littered with betrayal." And Luffy was like, "Are you gonna betray me?" And he was like, "No."
No.
All right, then we're good.
Yeah.
And Luffy was like, "Yo, you didn't even not even show a little bit of doubt."
I love that, and that's like the consistent trope from here forward with this is like, Luffy will go to Law and be like, "Are you gonna betray me?" Or Law will ask the others of like the alliance, and they're all just like, "No." To Luffy, like your definition is different than Luffy's definition. Like Luffy now deems you as like a best friend, and then Law's like, "What?" And it's like, "That's what happens, bro."
That's what you signed up for. He's like, yeah. "Wait." It's funny because like Law didn't understand that like Luffy has become like such a notorious pirate by just honestly on a whim and just doing whatever he wants without any like overarching objective until he gets to another place.
Yeah, there is no plan for Luffy until he sees the boss. And then he's like, "Okay, I beat the boss." Like that's it for Luffy.
You like, hurt my friends. I hurt you, but
to beat the boss, like, Luffy, right? It's like to beat the boss, Luffy, we have to do this. Luffy's like, "Nah, fam, I'm just gonna go straight. I'm gonna go that way."
The quickest distance from one point to another, it's a straight line. All right.
But I am on episode 620 of One Piece, so it's the end of Punk Hazard, pretty much. Again, I've been loving rewatching it. There are parts that I'm still that, you know, you're rewatching, you're like, "Oh, okay, like now knowing the things we know, we're like, oh shit, that's crazy." But then there are still parts where I'm like, "This is kind of lame." So I don't know. Punk Hazard to me was like a very interesting arc. I don't want to spoil too much for those who maybe haven't seen it yet, but just like the beginning on the hot half, it was dope to see what Zoro was able to do with the dragon. Like you said, the Law stuff's pretty cool. But the rest of it to me is kind of like, it's all right.
But yeah, just like I know, especially like the main, like, I guess, conflict in that arc was like not really that interesting to me. It was more interesting to anyone who's a fan of Chopper, but like, I just honestly didn't care. But it just, I mean, it's cool. It made sense for, I think, Law to be introduced or really connected to the story based on like what was going on that island, because he's a doctor. So and then we got to see all of, you know, a lot of Law's techniques that we didn't see before other than shambles. And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Man, I'll still never understand how people can still talk and stuff when he does, like when Law cuts him up with like not killing them, but you know, he just room cuts them in pieces. And like, for, and like, I'm not gonna say who, but like, for example, like cutting someone's face in half and they can still talk. And like, how sway, like your head is decapitated and your face is then cut in half. Like, I shouldn't be able to hear you talk.
I guess it's more of like a buggy type power at that point. Like, it's just applying that concept of buggy, like he is still his own entity, nothing's actually being severed, but you know, by a magic standpoint or a power standpoint, that's just what he can do, just like separate things. They still, I guess, have their normal like nervous system interaction somehow. I don't know, but I would think of it more like buggy's power just being applied to inanimate and animate objects.
Bump that noise. I say it's baloney.
Baloney.
No, but I'm ready for the next. I'm ready to go Dressrosa. I'm ready for Dressrosa.
You know, so a lot of people had a lot of frustration with Dressrosa. And I was like, I kind of understand, but I think the biggest thing for a lot of people with Dressrosa was the amount of characters that were introduced.
It's Dopey's got a fucking gang. I mean, Dopey's got a gang, and then you've got what? There's so many big name characters because of like the Coliseum stuff.
Yeah. And it's like you don't even have to pay attention to them because it's not that important. And if they are that important, they're going to come back up. So it's just like, it was like, I can't keep all the names, you know, together and who's who. I was like, it really doesn't matter because if they're that important, they'll come back up. Like, honestly, remembering most of the Worst Generation is not important until they come back up, in my opinion. Like, it's cool to know them, but I mean, when's the last time we've seen Bonnie?
Riviere,
Yeah.
Riviere, River, whatever it is.
Oh, that's also a funny thing. I saw a meme and it was like, what's Oda gonna surprise us with next in 2022? It's like, after this, was he gonna, like, you know, is he gonna go with Riviere? Is he gonna go back to gosh, the Revolutionary Army headquarters? Is he gonna go back to the roof? Is he, like, there's so many, like, directions that he can go in. He's just like, oh, I got all these trump cards in my pocket. What am I gonna do next?
That is kind of interesting. I want to know because we don't know what happened at the Riverie. We just know someone died. There was an assassination attempt. Someone was captured. So, like, what were the pieces there? Who did what? And then we know, like, because we know Sabo was a part of it, and everyone was like Don Don and Koala and everybody in the news about Sabo all started crying or whatever. So it's kind of like, okay. What are those things with Sabo, right? Because I don't think they killed Sabo because that would make no sense for Oda to bring Sabo back after we lost Ace just to then kill Sabo. I don't know, that makes no sense to me. So we'll see. Like maybe he's a slave now, which would be crazy, but we'll see.
I couldn't imagine that, just honestly, because of how strong he is. But since, like, I don't know, I'm thinking of him like capturing sea prism stones, but just that dragon claw technique, I just can't imagine him not breaking it
Yeah.
with the amount of haki that that man has. It's just
But does he
ridiculous.
have Rio? That's the thing. He needs Rio because they put those calls on it. He can't do anything without, being blown up, so.
That is right. I forgot about the blown up aspect of.
Yep. So it's crazy. That's why Yamato couldn't get out of hers and she's super powerful. So it's crazy. But yeah,
Gosh,
like
that.
I would like to see that, but then I would also like to just like I said, with the revolutionaries, like where are they headquartered at now? Because again, remember Blackbeard and them attacked their original headquarters after Fergus found it, which I still am upset about how all that happened because I'm like, bullshit.
But
Like,
you just,
you
you
stole
know,
it.
dripped in the
Yes.
water and then stumbled upon their
Like, I
headquarters.
think he stowed away on their ship, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that. But for them to not notice you at any point until you were in pretty much 20 feet away from the headquarters.
You're telling
Bullshit.
me no one's haki was strong enough to just observe anything that's coming around?
And plus, everybody there is like super spy type shit. Everyone should be able to, there should be so many areas of hiding for them that they can spot anything coming miles and miles away and did not pick up Burgess at all until he was literally there. And then I think he did get caught eventually when he was there and almost killed, but I think he like fought off enough people and was able to call them and be like, follow my Viper card. This is the revolutionary headquarters. And Blackbeard and them came and showed up. And I'm like, this is such bullshit. So yeah, that I wasn't a fan of. So I want to see what happened there. And then of course we all want Elbaf. Usopp needs his art.
Yes, he does. I'm so excited. If that was where, like, if that's where Shanks comes back in and we get to see like a reunion of like Usopp and Yasopp, that's what I want to see.
Have a sniping competition. All right, Dad, let's see who's better. Pa-ching, pa-ching.
Honestly, there's a lot of like not foreshadowing, but like just little moments. Like, I think about when Usopp was shooting the cannon and hit that island, and he was like, "What? I hit that?"
Right.
And like, he's just like, "Yeah, you're already that good."
Yeah, because Luffy was missing left and right, and he was like, I think if you do it this, bam. What? Yeah, bro, you're the sniper. Calm down.
Your job. That's what you're
Yeah.
supposed to do.
This is what you're supposed to not miss. He just don't miss.
I was like, what else have I been watching? So One Piece, I watched a little bit of Steins Gate, so that's the one that's been on my list for a while. It's honestly like still one of the highest rated shows. If you, I think it's on my anime network or something like that, but a lot of lists where you see, you know, some of the best animes, Steins Gate is always up there. So
Right.
it's about not time travel, kind of time travel. There's a mystery going on, and this guy keeps kind of resetting. So he's trying to figure out what's going on, but he's kind of like a, at least in like the first two episodes, appearing like a mad scientist kind of quack. But he's finding people that are realizing this event keeps happening. They keep getting, you know, put back in the same situation. But also, speaking of time travel, I finally caught up this week with Tokyo Revengers, the manga. It's good.
I haven't. If you're like the first person I've heard say it's good since the first season kind of ended, and honestly, after I don't want to spoil anybody who's not a manga reader. But after Takemichi went back and had the, for the most part, successful timeline, and then determined this wasn't good enough because XYZ and went back again. That's where I'm at, and I just don't care to keep moving. And I've seen a lot of stuff afterwards of like it just not being that good anymore. And I can kind of see that. Like it should have ended. In my opinion, where I'm at right now, it should have ended.
You're
It
like
doesn't.
me with Bleach. Like after he got his powers back, it should have been done.
But like there's nothing else to do. Like there's one person left, and it's kind of like, but this person doesn't like this wasn't your reasoning. There was no like, this is important for me. Like his whole purpose was Hina. That was his whole purpose.
Yeah.
So like you're done, bro. You're done. It's over. You're done.
But
Like
that's the thing.
Bleach had other more powerful characters in things like that were like, their fight wasn't done. Granted, like we like the biggest what we the main person we thought was the main villain was done, but there was still others. So like I don't know.
Honestly, in
And
Black Clover, I feel like it took like a, you know, just because of recent Black Clover, I think they took a, you know, a chapter out of Bleach's book when they were like, you know what? There's another one.
well, yeah, I was watching a few videos before and after about that because our in. It was reminded to us that there were like towards right, I think right before Asta showed up, or there was a flashback showing all of the siblings of the hosts, and there were four of them. The oldest brother was in a wheelchair, and everyone kind of had questions about him, and then I think we all just forgot about him. And so it kind of made sense that, you know, we saw the three get beat and we were like, oh, it's done. Like maybe the fourth brother, you know, was something happened to him or whatever. And it was like, no, bitch, y'all thought wrong. Like, what's up? We still here. We in this.
Think again.
So yeah, it's not so but again, not saying too much, but it's yeah, Black Clover did that it to me that saved Black Clover. Because the Dark Triad shit got real lame to me. I didn't too much care for the Spade Kingdom invasion stuff. I was like, this is all kind of blah.
I don't
Devil
know. I feel
Union.
like
The Devil Union.
they just kept coming out with more information, and it, I do feel like it was kind of an overload at one point, like information with Asta, the information with Yuno, and like, you know, the secret behind those two people, and it, they kind of just drowned you in new powers, and I was just like, okay, it's cool and it's awesome, but it's kind of like, what plot hole or what's it called? I'm trying to think. You know, where like the main character just plot armor. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, plot armor. Yeah, no, it was it's harder to become, you know, the same shonen trope. This character is really strong and And now we see the main villain is going to be this main devil. And it's like, okay, how are they going to do this? But we know they're going to pull it out somehow. So for this, so like, it was like really boring. And then, and obviously, especially how the fight went with him, like such an underwhelming battle. So for that to end and then be like, haha, just kidding. Big surprise. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I was like, there you go. This is what we needed. This right here made you return to being a, like, to me, return to being a good anime, good manga. Like, this was lovely. So but now, obviously, as we know, at least a three month break until the next. So plenty of time for us to forget everything before we see it all again. but sorry, back to watching. I did kind of a little bit. Sorry, rewatching Reborn. I'm right at the right before the battle for the Vongola Rings is where I'm at. So I'm stoked about that just because that's when shit really starts to turn the page for Reborn and get good. So that's going to be really fun to continue watching. And then I watched a few episodes of Overlord because I'm trying to get Kara to watch it if possible because it's so good.
You know, I was going to say the one I think you guys should watch that she'll really enjoy is Mirai Nikki or Future Diary. But it is, it honestly kind of reminds me of Darwin's Game, but, you know, more fleshed out. Everyone has a different power and they're trying to kill each other.
Right.
But it's definitely one I recommend.
Man.
And it's just dark enough, I think, to beat up her alley.
Now, I'm going through the watch list on Crunchyroll, like things that I've watched and whatnot in the past, and I'm really flashing back to what I think I want to rewatch, like Mob Psycho.
The anime is about to come back out. I actually have never watched Mob Psycho, so I need to watch it.
It's,
I know you
told
me it's really good.
I have to sneeze and I can't. All right, we're good. Is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon? That was actually a pretty good anime.
It's crazy because actually, and I think after like season two, I just stopped watching for some reason.
Well, it's only three seasons right now.
Yeah. I know I watched Log Horizon because they were talking about it coming back, or rewatched Log Horizon, and I still haven't seen anything about it, but I think that was supposed to come back last year too.
I want to do Attack on Titan because, but finishing it off is why I'm mad, because we were waiting until it finished out and then we were gonna binge all of it and be like done, because I mean we know what happens, we've seen the anime, we've seen up to the final season, we've read all of it, we know what happens, but it's just good to finally see it animated and to know that they didn't actually finish it. Final season, and then it had a part one, and then a final season part two, and you're like, okay, cool, part two, that's where they're going to finish it all out. Just for those fuckers to be like, no, there's still 8 chapters of a manga left, and we're just going to make a different season. Bitch, no, finish the goddamn show so we can be done with this.
Yeah, and they're dragging it out, and I'm just like, yo, if you don't, just finish it.
that's annoying the hell out of me that they've done this, but... So I mean, it may not be till next year that we watch this, but I don't know. We'll see. And then I see a lot of people talking about Spy Family, and I kind of want to watch that.
Yeah, I think that one's also going to be high on my list, especially since it's a newer one. So I can talk about it with everyone that's going on about it right now. Also, it's just, you know, with so much going on, trying to watch so many things. It's like easier to keep up with something than to just binge it at this point for me.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm easily distracted, you know, trying to watch shows that aren't anime and keep up with work, play video games. Who has the time in the day?
Yeah, it's definitely something I've noticed, like, you know, picking up streaming like I have. It's trying to do that, find out the games you want to play the games, make your content and all that other stuff. you forget sometimes, like, oh, what am I, am I watching anything? I feel like that's why I haven't watched as much stuff, because like I can just, I know what happens in One Piece, so I can have it playing on a different monitor and I can tune in when I want to tune in and keep doing work and everything else. But these other shows, like, I would need to actually watch them. So I don't know.
And I was gonna say the final show that I watched recently was The Ranking of Kings.
Oh, so, yeah, you talk a lot about that one.
It's so good. It has a good story, and it really throws you off at first because, one, the animation, it just looks so different than anything else out there. And then it's hard to take seriously because it looks so, you know, kind of dull and non-anime-esque. And then you just start watching it and seeing how, like, crazy and, like, serious it is. And then, like, the story and the character development. And it's just like, what? This is actually the underlying reason? This? And you're like, what? And also, like, Boji, he's the main character, is the prince. And he's deaf, so no one can hear him. Well, he can't hear anyone, but people talk behind his back and make fun of him because he's really weak. But, you know, he ends up being very powerful and in an unconventional way. So it's just really redeeming.
I love those little tropes where it is like, this character is a really weak character. People pick on them and it's like, just kidding, they're crazy powerful.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, you can't help but like root for him and fall in love with him because he's like, he can't even talk. So they'll use sign language with him, but all he ever does is like say, and just because he's deaf. So he can't actually make words because he doesn't know how to. But it's just, it's such a good show. Definitely, I would say there's a high recommendation.
Yeah, I know there's one of the Facebook groups we're a part of. They're doing a poll, and Ranking of Kings, I think, is making it to the semifinals of the best winter anime. So it's highly ranked by a lot of people.
Yeah.
I just got a remembrance because of the symbol here, but season 2 of Shield Heroes out.
Yes, need to go back and watch season 1 because it's been almost 5 years since we watched the original Shield Hero.
So that's about to be my thing. It's like, okay, great. So I guess I'm about to rewatch Shield Hero because it's time.
It's new season. You get mad at bitch again.
Oh, it's been 3 years. January 9th, 2019 was the first episode.
Okay, 3 years.
It is now 2020, April 28th, 29th, 2022. No, it's May. Holy shit, it's May now. May 1st, 2022.
Yeah.
God, time is just flying by. It's May. That's crazy. It's May, guys. What the hell?
What? Wednesday is May the 4th? Star Wars
May the 4th be with you.
It's going to be May. Oh, you forgot to drop your meme yesterday.
I did. Damn. As you just heard from me, I didn't know it was May. When you wake up, it's gonna be May.
It's like, oh man, it already is.
Right. Well, I can still do May the 4th. I'll do a Wednesday. Hell yeah, I'm streaming Wednesday. I'm gonna wear my Star Wars hat and my Star Wars shirt, and I might even play a Star Wars video game just for the hell of it.
I was like, I think that Star Wars game is on sale, like the bundle on Oculus, but that would be cool to see.
Sure, an Oculus. Oh, yeah, that is right. Well, there's a lot to do for that with the link cable they require, but yeah, at some point I want to stream the Oculus one day. Oh man, but guys, there are a ton of animes out. Like we said, we are watching our general tropes, but I mean, you guys tell us what some of your favorite animes are, what you're watching, what you recommend for us. Again, we said this before in previous episodes. Tawan's the one that'll watch anything you recommend him.
Yeah, I'll give anything a shot.
Yeah, I'm more of your battle type. Your fighting trope animes. That's more my style, but I'm open to more. Just don't recommend me a mecha. I won't watch it. I'm sorry, I just won't. Unless it's very similar to Zoids, I ain't doing it.
Honestly, Attack on Titan is just mecha with biological robots. If you could say that and not be wrong.
I mean, it's true, because you see them in the cockpit of the head of the neck of the creature that of the Titan, but yeah, lots are out. Rewatch things that have their season twos coming out, because again, like we said, it's been years since you watched it, maybe. So, definitely gonna rewatch. Dang, episode one is 47 minutes of Shield Hero. That's amazing. I can't wait. I'm about to rewatch this now.
Now he knows what he's doing with this Sunday.
Yeah, this is amazing. But outside of that, guys, we really do appreciate everybody who dropped in, everybody who paid attention and listened. Be sure to share us with your family and friends, recommend them. This podcast, if you enjoy this podcast, follow us on social media. We are on YouTube and Twitter and TikTok as Anime Feast, on Instagram as The Anime Feast. And until then,
stay hungry, my friends.
Peace.
Peace.